New at noon, two teens thought that it would be funny to joke about the coronavirus on a New York subway. You can see right here the pair is caught on camera wearing hazmat suits, and they're carrying a bucket right there that's filled with red liquid. And you can see they're on the subway. So a rider asked them if the liquid is the coronavirus. And when that happens, the teens get up and then spill the bucket on the floor.
The one that jokes
around like germs, whatever. I feel like a right prat now.
I know.
Ooh, a right prat.
A right prat. So we have to be cognizant because we're all standard. We have guests on today, but we're going to be doing one person's eating nuts, one person's drinking a LaCroix, and one person has keys somewhere that she's going to jingle jangle. So heads up. But so this is DigiReddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, a weekly podcast about coronavirus by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Le Dog Boobs.
And my French, Free Day.
French for dog boobs.
Yeah. Running the boards today.
Running the boards, yeah. Free Day has been promoted to board man.
Woo!
Wow.
So today we have, hey, wow.
Very
did you know
well
that was
done.
There?
Of course. I've been waiting for this opportunity for months.
Scouting,
wow.
Trying to fill the void.
Every night I stay in here and I study the four buttons we have.
So today's a super, super special episode. I want to say jokes about the coronavirus. I feel like I can't because it's gotten really fucking bad. And by the time this comes out, things have been moving so fast that there's like a chance that like half the world is dead. So I can't even joke about it because we'll post this on Friday and then it'll be like everybody's gone. But I was going to make a joke about it. But anyway, today's a very special episode. We are talking to teens about teens. Teenagers, the subreddit, which
our
we've talked about many, many times.
Teenagers.
And
or our teens.
We don't know.
Our
I don't
teens.
Let's not go to our teens. Let's go to our teenagers. I don't trust what our teens could be.
Yeah, there's some porn landmines in there, so heads up if you're Googling.
But teenagers, as we've discussed many times on the pod, is very popular. There's 1.7 million readers, 8,500 there right now. I don't know if the two teens that we're going to be talking to are into the teens subreddit, the teenagers subreddit, but at the very least, we're going to talk about some of the hot topics in teenage life, such as like the top of this week. My dog, Tara, is getting put down tomorrow. Here's one last smile from her to all you guys. So that's devastating.
At least she'll be free of this cruel world. You know?
Pretty much.
God, Jesus.
But Fried, I want to do your job for you, but dog boobs is always a little bit softer than everybody else. So yeah, there we go. Just
thanks.
Nudge it.
It's my feminine voice.
Exactly. But before we do that, before we talk about teens, we're going to talk about the front page, which, I mean, to be honest, the front page is basically one thing right now.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe, as I was getting ready to come in here today, so we are recording this on a Wednesday night.
March 11th. The night before everybody died.
I hope
that's what people will think back on and be like, do you think they had any clue? They were just going about their lives, just being all worried about taxes, etc.
God.
I saw a very funny tweet today that was because of the coronavirus. I think it's only responsible that I'm going to cancel doing my federal taxes this year.
That's <good. laughs>
Like, why even bother?
It does seem like a good idea, like a good opportunity to get out of stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? Like when we had our first kid, it was like, oh wait, you can just cancel everything all the time now. You can be like, kid's sick, stay home. You gotta use it wisely. But I feel like coronavirus, same thing. Like,
well,
I'm not gonna go to that.
The thing that you would have gone to.
The Black Eyed Peas concert. I was signed up.
I know
for.
You're big. You're a peas head. I know.
I'm
what they're called,
dude. Peas and carrots. That's my fan club.
But so the coronavirus is fucking, ironically, strangely enough, we're talking about it, but it's not the front of this past week. The front of this past week is like typical Reddit shit, which makes me think that maybe this same thing happens that always happens here, where we go, everything is about us. This is what's happening. It must be the front page. And then we're like, nobody else gives a fuck, which could be the deal with the coronavirus. I'm not entirely sure. Like, I've talked to my brother and my mom, who both live in Ohio and West Virginia. And they're like, I'm like, man, how crazy is this? They're just like, I don't know. My guess seems bad. I don't know. But the stock market crashed today. We're officially in a bear market. So
shit.
It's a bummer. I know that. I know
hibernation has begun.
You better believe I noticed that this morning when I woke up and checked my stocks.
Your ticker tape.
My stonk.
A lot of people call your tongue the ticker tape because you just won't shut up about stocks.
Yes, I won't shut up. And also, it's kind of a litmus test.
That's right.
Sometimes when I wake up with a bitter taste in my mouth, I know it's a bear market.
I know. It's
like
usually.
Today.
Yeah, I mean, from a business standpoint, anybody who travels for work, which feels like 70% of
people. A lot of people, yeah.
Their business is getting sort of postponed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not even business. So now we're at this point where there are all these crazy quarantines. Like Italy, their whole economy is shut down. Like there was something that came up from their minister today that said everything in all of Italy except for supermarkets and pharmacies are shut down.
God.
And the discotheque.
And the discotheque. They are the eighth biggest economy in the world.
It's pretty huge.
That's
it's fucking
wild.
Huge. It's very fucked.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
In the United States, the GOP blocked an emergency paid sick leave bill.
Tight. Good for them.
Yeah.
Fucking monsters.
The Daily Today had a good rip on the old admin.
Really?
Yeah, just like the mishandling kind of story.
Great. Lovely. Yeah. The Daily does every once in a while.
If you want to be more depressed or more worried.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, the Daily. Like,
right.
I know already, after Super Tuesday is the day that I start disassociating until November.
Right.
I actually am like on the lookout for a Chrome plugin that will remove politics from my entire
world. Remove any mention of the coronavirus?
Corona.
Everybody's
politics.
Dying for the coronavirus, but I didn't know because I had a Chrome plugin.
I don't want to see it.
I flew to Tulsa, Oklahoma on Monday.
Oh, cool.
And flew back on Tuesday.
Look at you.
Regular jet setter. Mm-hmm. When I got there, I put on Fox News in my hotel. I felt like I needed to know what was going on.
Yeah.
And the local Oklahoma.
Fox News is really fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, yeah.
The stuff they were covering was like it was conspiratorial coronavirus Democratic related
right.
stuff. You're like, whoa, this is crazy shit.
Yeah.
It was like Alex Jones TV a little bit.
Is so fucked though, dude.
That's like that's the whole network.
It's so crazy.
It was interesting. I was kind of like, wow, okay. So I get it.
You're like, I'm hooked. I'm in.
It was exciting to watch.
Wow.
You never knew what was going to happen next. Alex Jones got a DUI. I got arrested.
I did. Yeah, you got a DUI. Or DWI, rather. But anyway, so the coronavirus is, so as we are talking, don't think I finished my sentence here, but two things have happened. I've gotten a CNN alerts twice while we've been doing this. One I already knew about. Actually, both of them I already knew about, but it's interesting seeing our beloved Tom Hanks, a.k.a. Mr. Rogers, has the coronavirus.
Oh, cool.
Not good. I mean, what you want to see is that they recover.
Yeah.
What will be absolutely fucked is when people that we like really respect that are pop cultural figures as such actually die.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be so wild.
It'll be fucking insane.
That would make it pretty, like,
that'll
I hate
certainly put it in
this,
perspective, right?
But it's like right now for me, knock on wood,
right.
Everything's pretty remote and like not personal to me
right.
yet. So it's like I've been living in just like a little fantasy land of feeling like it's not that
right.
You don't know anybody.
Yeah. But I know that's not true in my head, but I don't know. I've had like a safe distance psychologically.
No, I know.
And I'm
I know
worried
what you mean.
It's like getting close.
I don't know.
Closer.
I mean, I think this is all made up by the news.
That's
made up by the Democratic Party.
Democratic Party. That's actually interesting. My crazy brain today in the I was driving, I was like, maybe this is like a huge Hillary Clinton conspiracy to take out Trump and then Biden because he's going to get it and die. And then Bernie because he's old. And then Hillary slips back in at the very last minute, runs, wins. Boom. 2020 President Hillary Clinton.
That would be.
She created
that would be an insanely sinister move.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No.
Well, it's funny because like Trump looks so annoyed because of the economy is like coming to this stall. And he's like, God damn it. Like,
I know.
He's, who could
he's
have planned
actually
this?
Annoyed.
And he's like, well, everyone was planning for this.
Yeah.
You just chose to ignore it.
A funny little tidbit. I saw Clensington about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Met him down in Buena Park, of all places.
Margaritaville?
Portillo's, actually.
Okay.
And he was just extolling Trump for the state of the economy.
He was psyched.
Couldn't speak more highly of it.
Nice.
So now, now what's he saying? Now he's quiet.
Now it's a bear market. So
what is he? Have you talked to him? Have you been like, hey, cleanse? How do you feel now?
I actually thought of that. I was like, if I were more like Cleansington,
right.
I would be following the stonks so I could send him check-ins on right. the worst days. Like, hey, how are you doing, Cleansington?
How are you doing on the worst day the Dow's ever had?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just not like that. So I haven't yet. Talked to him in a yet. Week and a half.
Is your retirement fund fucking lost,
yeah.
bro?
Because yeah. my money's liquid. In Taco Bell sauce.
I'm a little worried about my mom, to be honest, because she retired yeah. this past year, so I'm like, I don't know what this means for her.
Yeah.
But
it's a little freaky.
It's a little
yeah,
freaky.
Parents, yeah, that's a concern. The Joe Rogan guy today said, as long as you're like in relatively decent health, it's a
right.
big bonus that if you contract, you'll
wait,
be,
what?
If you're in good health,
it's a bonus.
It's good. Like you're probably not going cool. to die.
Right.
You're just going to maybe get sick.
Yeah, you're
going to
get the flu.
If you're super yeah. fat and you smoke a ton and
right.
you never exercise right. and you have poor health, not good.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why young people generally are healthier. They're safer. But just thinking about parents and older people, you know, it's like if they're healthier, you're maybe doing great. And it's, I actually think like a Biden or like a, the other guy, Bernie. Like somebody, yeah. or even like a Trump, somebody who's like around so many people all the time.
Right.
Could contract and die.
Well,
like, there could be a wild card death here soon.
They canceled a couple big things.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm sure they're being
because Joe Biden, he's yeah. a thing for touching people.
Yeah. He.
Yeah, man.
He. So, I think I would be.
You could get that coochie corona.
Man. Yeah. It's. Ooh, Jesus. Fuck. It's nice. Fucking insane. I mean. Jeez. Yeah. I mean, the other thing, the NBA just got canceled as we were on this pod or
wait, really?
Coming in. The NBA. Oh. The NBA is fucking suspended for the year. And this is, here's the actually insane thing for this. So this happened, like we were talking in real time as this is happening. So there was a tweet from like 20 minutes ago, or probably an hour ago at this point, that was this player named Rudy Gobert. He's a French player. He's like called the Eiffel Tower. He's 7 foot. He's a monster. He's a superstar. He was an all-star this year. And he was sick. There have been a couple players who have gotten sick that have been waiting it out. And there hasn't been any, like people are like conspiracy theory speculating, but no one has been like, oh my God, they have the coronavirus. So he got sick. And then evidently in the conference, the like press conference that the Utah Jazz, which is his team, was having about the coronavirus, he made it a point to walk around and touch everybody's microphone.
Oh.
Just like, I don't know. He was just being a dickhead. I think he was just being like, kind of like what you guys are doing. He's like, this is bullshit. It's blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the game, literally right as the game is about to start, the medical staff sprint onto the court and talk to the refs, and the refs call the game off, and then the whole arena is in a quarantine right now.
Whoa.
Because it came out that he had tested positive. So it's really wild because it's like, this is the thing about this fucking thing. It's like, it is, yeah, so it's 20 times more deadly than the regular flu.
Wow.
And the regular flu kills a lot of people, so, you know, according to the Joe Rogan guy, this, you know, if the regular flu kills 80,000 people a year, which is obviously not an insignificant number, but is like, you know,
yeah.
this one would probably kill about 500,000, like 500,000 people.
Yeah.
Which is no laughing matter. I mean, that's very significant. And
fucking crazy.
Now, what is that demographic breakup? Who fucking knows? But like, that's enough to where you'll know someone who is gotten severely sick or died, right?
Yeah.
And he is also saying, I mean, this shit is fucking so scary. He was saying like everybody's thinking about this as is a blizzard. Everybody's preparing for this like it's a blizzard, like it's gonna happen. We're stuck in, and then all of a sudden we're gone. He's like, no, this is winter. We are entering coronavirus winter, not a blizzard.
Like, oh this is gonna last
4 months, 5 months, and.
Sounds like a Game of Thrones reference.
It's pretty fucking wild, dude. I know.
Like, am I cut out for this?
Well, no, you're absolutely not cut out for this. Like, objectively not cut out for this, but...
I didn't understand why toilet paper was on...
Well, yeah, that's a strange one. I think it's like one of those superficial things, right? I had like...
Like, I'm staying indoors for the next 4 months, so I'm going to be shitting.
Man, the other fucking thing, too, is like, I don't know if we're capable of dealing with other tragedies while this begets us, right?
No.
Like, I mean, this is where we are. We're like, what if a fucking earthquake happens? What if there's more forest fires?
Maybe this
like,
is the thing we needed to come together.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, we were all like, you weren't hoping for a meteor or a war, but
I've had this conversation.
This
an
is
alien.
Like this other thing. This is the alien, right?
Right.
This is like the thing we can unify against.
Totally. I mean,
it might as well be an alien. It's a fucking little bug that nobody can see. So F it, dog. Let's all come together. Let's cross the aisle.
Yeah.
Shake hands with
fucking
that guy.
Smoke some DMT, dude.
Smoke some DMT.
Yeah.
Smoke some DMT.
And let's call a teenager.
Woo! All right. So we're going to
see if teenagers give an F about this S.
I feel like we should just call a teen. We could call a teen. Is there anything else on the front page that's worth discussing? All I see right now, Half Price, thanks, idiots. Oh, this is actually pretty funny. This is coronavirus adjacent. So this is on top. This is number 5 down. And then it's a guy holding a Corona. It just says Half Price. Thanks, idiots.
Sweet deal.
Yeah.
Thanks, idiots.
And then what else? What else we got?
A lot of memes about it. Pro tip. This is a street sign, like a church sign. You should wash your hands even if there isn't a global virus pandemic.
I mean,
yeah, great.
True.
I guess I'll start doing it. Just kidding.
Psych. I don't know, man. Let's call this teen. I want to see what their vibe is on this.
Yeah, okay.
Break.
All right.
We're gonna be calling this first teen here.
What's this boy's name?
His username. We're going by the Reddit usernames to protect anonymity here. So we're gonna be calling Aristotle 14.
Ooh, a bit of a philosopher,
this
right?
Is one of the last few days he will be a teenager.
Ooh, so love it.
He's currently 19. His birthday is next week, so we're getting to him just under the wire.
I mean, this is nice because we're gonna have two conversations. We're gonna have one with I almost said barely teen, and that sounds fucked.
Why would barely teen be a bad thing?
Because there's isn't it barely legal?
Barely
that's the term.
Legal.
Oh, you just got outed.
He's barely legal. I'm sorry. You can't use foreign terms on this one.
No.
He's barely
and then we will
legal
be speaking with another teen who is 15. So
someone we're having
who's
two
more
uniquely different perspectives
on
how teen life works.
And then hopefully in like 3 weeks, we're going to pit them against each other for like
coronavirus.
Kind of like a
Corona
off.
Vaccine.
Yes.
Maybe we set them up on like a date and they get married and fall in love.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Well, Aristotle will get arrested because he's 19.
Yeah.
He's about to be 20.
Oh, have to be
shit.
The future.
I like totally forgot about those rules
for
a second. See how far out of...
Important rules to remember.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're not allowed to date 15-year-olds.
No.
That's an important rule.
Look at me.
And we should stop having this conversation.
All right.
I thought they were the same age in my head, but whatever.
No, all teens are the same.
To me, pretty much.
All right. I'm calling Aristotle.
Sweet.
Hey, teenager.
Leave me a message.
Oh, you fucking coward.
Teenager.
Aristotle 13. Are you really a teen?
This is DigiReddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit. I don't need to do that.
Dial him back.
Call us back. We're going to talk to you here soon. We just left a voicemail on that poor teen's.
That was cool.
If he calls you back, will it come through?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how this works.
It does come through.
Okay, cool.
This is actually where I feel like we're really like baptized in morning news broadcast behavior right now.
We're taking call-ins.
Yes.
Yeah. Should we move to the 15-year-old?
No, because of
teenager
calls. We also blew. Now I have to figure out how to bleep his name because we keep calling him.
I know. Well, it doesn't help when it's whatever. Like, hey, you reached
Aristotle
my
14.
Real name.
Yeah. Hey, I live on 123 Main Street.
So before we do that, while we're waiting for them to call us back or he or them. Yeah. That's like gender. That's gender neutral, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some other things that are on teenagers and try to make sense.
Yeah. I think this is cool because it's a forum run by teenagers. So the
I know.
Mods are
it's rare.
Teens. The people are teens. It doesn't have an age cap for people who can join the discussions.
So does that mean not an age cap, like you can be 13 to 19, or does that mean you can be anything?
You can be any age, it sounds like. So they don't have an age restriction in place, but keep in mind it's targeted for users between the ages of 13 and 19. So parents, teachers, and the like are welcome to participate and ask any questions.
So what I often like about this sub is there's a couple things. So there's a little bit of a moment of pure innocence. So I see things like 6 down from this past week, I believe, is wish me luck, fellow teens. And it has a 18 by his name, or her name, Moose Man, I assume it's a guy. So that I assume that's their distinction is like how old you are in the teen zeitgeist. And it's a text exchange. It says, I was going to wait to say this, but I think I really like you. And then emoji, and then a heart emoji, and then a Mario that says, you dropped this, and it's holding your standards. So I think that's cute. And
that's beautiful.
But it's like a nice emotional thing, which I think is like a nice affect of this.
It reminds me of 21 Jump Street remake, how like teens nowadays are like really woke and kind.
Totally. Instead 21 of Jump Street.
That was a good bullies. Joke, yeah. Everyone right, was like, Connor everyone Stottleback. Was saving the environment. Wearing backpacks on two shoulders.
Yeah.
Heyo.
Heyo, Aristotle, right?
Yes, sir.
What is up? Welcome to the pod.
Thank you. I feel welcome. Is everything good on your end?
Everything's good. We're all collectively panicking about the coronavirus right now as we speak. So
there's like a 30% chance I have it, actually.
Oh, 30?
Really?
Well, luckily, so this is actually an interesting segue because we have heard all the rumors are that when you're a young person, you're like basically immune to the coronavirus. It's like you get it and you get a cough and then you move on. How do you feel right now?
So the thing is, I have asthma.
Oh.
So I'm actually a little bit more susceptible to it than the average person.
Okay. Whoa.
So like, yeah. So the main thing that you feel when you get coronavirus apparently is that you have a heavy chest, but I always have a heavy chest. Oh. So that's why you can hear my sexy voice now.
Nice.
Thank you. Nightpod energy.
Nightpod it is. Energy. You can tell.
That is an inside reference. I also just left you, by the way, Aristotle, I left you a rambling voicemail. So if you get that,
okay.
You're more welcome to do as you will with it, because we panicked when you didn't answer the phone. So,
oh no, okay, we're all good.
We're all good. Okay, cool. Well, thank you for joining us. As somebody who has obviously listened to this before, you heard us talk about Teenagers, the sub, with like absolute perpetual confusion and and amazement, because and you are also, by the way, we had mentioned this early in the pod, but you are only about a week and a half more eligible to even have this conversation. Before you escape the entrapments of being a teen. Yeah. So
he's a barely legal teen.
No, he's not. That's not the phrase. He's not a barely legal teen.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
We hooked ourselves and
barely legal. This joke needs to end. We are not having this joke anymore.
I saw you calling, I think, was it? I forget who it was. Someone called all the teens on your subreddit a tease or something like that.
No, I hope not. Who would have said that? That wasn't me.
I'm pretty sure it was Free Day.
Oh, okay.
It probably was. You guys are teases, all you guys.
He knows no barriers, so.
Yeah. Fair enough. It's all good.
But you should learn barriers. Yeah. The father of two young men.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't prepare any real questions here for this interview, Aristotle, but I did look at the top of this month on Our Teenagers. In the top post that comes up is about a young man named Joji.
Oh, Joji's a. I can explain this. Well, go ahead, though. Give your take.
I want to know from the teen. Who's Joji?
Do you know who Filthy Frank is?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, my God. Dog Boobs. Yeah. We are an internet podcast.
Is this a teen thing?
Oh, my God.
Are these those teens being silly again? Right.
Yeah, go ahead and explain this, Aristotle, and then I'll jump in and verbally assault my co-host.
So basically, Joji is the real name, apparently, of a YouTuber who was very popular during the mid-2000s, like especially like 2010. And he made very raunchy YouTube comedy. Like he was like the peak of YouTube before it kind of went to shit with all the ads and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And then when it got really difficult, he dropped the YouTube career and he pursued a pretty interesting musical career so far. I mean, it's pretty music I listen to. I like it. So
nice.
So Joji. Yeah. So an addendum to that. So Joji is a part of a group called 88 Rising. And 88 Rising. Yeah. So Joji's half Japanese, I believe.
Okay.
And
the crazy 88.
So 88 Rising is a very like globally extremely influential and popular kind of collective of young Asian pop stars, pretty much.
Dog Boobs, you and I know about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We can addendum the F out of this.
Yeah, I'm actually big in Korea. Yeah.
There's people who have never heard music before, and this is hard to explain to you, too.
I don't know. I don't understand music.
Yeah. So Joji was, and this is kind of, he's interesting because he is the perfect example of like an internet celebrity through and through, because he started as Filthy Frank, which was like part of the H3 kind of collect.
He was early YouTube back when YouTube was pre-Disney.
Yeah. Now, now YouTube's like, shit, because it's a terrible first question.
Now YouTube's
for a
like
teen.
NBC, like it's the Peacock or Disney Plus.
Right.
Call it Disney Minus where I came from. Boom.
Disney Minus.
But yeah, YouTube's kind of run off all these like old fashioned, cool, gritty YouTubers.
Right.
And he was one of the originals.
And so now he has a very, like, he's doing very well for himself. He's a, like, 88 Rising's huge. There's a guy named Rich Brian, who's a young Indonesian kid. There's a guy named Nikki, or a girl named Nikki, who's a really popular R&B star, I think maybe from Indonesia as well. But Joji is that. Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, Nikki was also a YouTuber.
She was. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, so this is where we're going to start asking you stupid like adult millennial questions.
When
and
were
you're
you
just
going
to have to deal with it. But so YouTube is that's kind of like what raised you and the teenagers of this subreddit, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So your introduction to really internet subculture came through YouTube. Now, how did that happen? And like, where did you go from like YouTube to Reddit, or what are your like main touch points in this world?
I would like, okay. So my point where I really got into YouTube was probably H3, which you mentioned already.
Right. Which we're a big fan of, by the way.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I think like there is a turning point where a lot of the content on YouTube became like bad content, and then people who judge bad content,
right?
And that's really where H3 shines. And so he had like all these memes and stuff like that, and then from those memes I got into like the meme subreddit.
Cool.
On Reddit, basically. So like me IRL, dank memes, like I got into those pages. And then honestly it was just really this year where I actually made a Reddit account and like started actually contributing.
Wow.
Nice.
Reddit, yeah.
So you're basically one step ahead of Friday. Friday's like the lurker extreme. Yeah.
What are you talking about? I have 100 karma points now. 100 even. And I always said when I get to 100, I'm out.
What a loser.
I quit at 100. 100 even. Even yes. Steven. Were you watching other things at the time other than YouTube? Was YouTube your primary, or were you also watching Nick at Night? You know, the classic.
Nick at Night.
Okay. I honestly don't understand that reference, and I keep hearing it. What the hell is Nick at Night?
Oh,
I
actually
perfect.
This is a brilliant moment of bridging the generation gap. So,
oh my God.
So Nick at Night. I don't know what it is now. I know Nickelodeon in general has changed. Are you a fan of Nickelodeon, or were you a fan of Nickelodeon?
Okay, yeah, for sure. I know what Nickelodeon is for sure.
So Nickelodeon. So Nick at Night was essentially an offshoot of Nickelodeon that kind of, it was, so it, when I was growing up, so when we were growing up, I guess it was Nick at Night was like, I Dream of Jeannie and the Dick Van Dyke Show. And now it's probably fucking like, I don't know, Salute Your Shorts or something.
It was
like our
generation, old fashioned shows.
Right.
Being rerun.
And it was meant for adults. Yeah. It was meant for parents. It's so they would put their kids to bed and then they would
adult
put on Nick
Swim.
At Night.
But with like Cartoon Network vibes.
Well, but it's Adult Swim, but not like there's no edge to it whatsoever.
Oh, with shows from
Cartoon
the 60s.
Cartoon Network vibes. Yeah, it's like for children, but it's like got a little bit more edge. It's like got the Ren and Stimpy edge, you know? The Angry Beavers edge.
But it'll be like Family Matters and stuff.
Yeah. It was pretty clean.
Okay, so in terms of the actual subreddit, we're talking to you, and then we're gonna have this is actually a fascinating episode because we're talking to you about this as a 19-year-old about to turn 20, and then we're gonna talk to another listener who's 15, which I think are two very different worlds in a way. Are you in college or did you graduate high school a couple years ago?
I graduated high school like a couple years ago, and I'm going to be going into college in September.
Tight.
Nice.
This is assuming that college is even an entity in September, given the way the coronavirus is taking things out right now.
Yeah, honestly. So
this is really interesting because, you know, talking about H3 and talking about kind of Joji as like what was Filthy Frank, you know, when we reference Nick at Night, you go, what's Nick at Night? I think there's always a chance that like when we talk to, and I could be wrong, but you talk to a 15-year-old, you talk to a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, like they go, what's Filthy Frank, right? Or they go like, what's H3? Which I think is such an interesting part of the internet. So when we're looking at the teenagers subreddit and we're going through some of these popular posts. So are you subscribed to the teenagers subreddit?
I am, yeah.
So what is the resonant attitude, or like what is the, for lack of a better phrase, I guess, like point of the teenager subreddit?
It's very self-deprecating for the most part. Like, it's just a bunch of kids trying to find what they have in common for the most. And it always feels like school sucks, and also I want to die.
Cool.
Wow, it's very yeah. similar to me.
It's well now or then.
Now. Dog Boots, you oh, should okay. be a teenager.
It's interesting to see how this like kind of nihilism has like kind of across the board.
It is actually
yeah.
Because, yeah, I see yeah. a lot of the school, like, there's a lot of references to, like, how teachers talk, and there are, this is, I think, what I find particularly interesting about it is, like, because I relate to all these from being a teen and remembering it, and seeing these yeah. moments of, like, what it feels like to be in high school and be like, that teacher sucks, they don't like this. And it so it feels very universal, which I think may be what has turned it into a 1.7 million person subreddit, but...
Well, in the olden days, pre-Reddit are teens. You just have to go into the bushes with your pals and smoke cloves and bitch yeah. about the teachers back in the, just with two people. Now you got 1.7 million people to bitch about it with,
right.
which is kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm curious to know, how open are the teens these days about Ooh. Mental health and antidepressants and therapy and all that stuff? Because it would have been really nice if in high school I knew more about that.
Yeah, I think it depends on the region you're from. I know in our area.
Yeah, where are you from? Like Ontario, did we clear that?
Yeah, I'm from Toronto. Like,
GTA. Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
Got it. Oh, you guys are super woke about stuff. You guys are like in touch.
Honestly, like, unironically, everybody from like my area, they're very well read on like different topics that are hard to touch in different social groups. At least for my age, from what I've noticed.
Nice. Right.
Feels like an intellectual hub up there.
I would say that.
I would say so. We're all geniuses, but like,
take us up there.
Yeah, like there were a lot of programs in my high school that dealt with how to deal with mental health, how to help friends who had mental health disorders, or even just, I mean, depression is a mental health issue, anyways. But like, right. even just light depression. Wow. Like, I remember in my high school, we even had a therapy dog that would come in during exam season. Hmm. And they would just fuck around and like people can come and pet it. Oh. Which like I know is probably pretty unheard of for your generation. Yes. I would say, right?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Like at my school, I don't know about yours. Mine was a pretty big public school. We didn't have one single, like, I didn't hear one single word about mental health my full 4 years of going there. That's pretty crazy.
That just feels so sad.
It is. Yeah. I can tell sad, you, yeah. it was sad.
And I feel like there was a lot of, I mean, you would see, like, there's a lot of the same cliques and grouping systems, I think, that you see in modern high schools, I would assume. So you see, like, goth kids, emo kids, jocks, all that thing. I think that was always very present, but that was kind of where, if you were, like, a depressed kid, it only came yeah. out in your group. You didn't have some sort of institution being like, hey, are you sad? Here's how you deal with it. You know, let's, I mean, I'm also from like, I mean, you've obviously heard us talk about this before, but I'm from a very small town in rural
yeah.
Appalachia. So I think that I was particularly in a situation where that just was not even an option. And I don't know how different it would have been. And I wonder too, so this is an interesting question as somebody who's living in Canada. Because do yeah. you guys have the same conversations, issues, et cetera, with the conversation about school shootings and violence in school and that kind of stuff?
Not at all. I mean, we think it's crazy, obviously, right. like anybody would. But like, there's just, in terms of security, especially in my area, it's not as worried about. Like, there is violence, but it's on a different tone. Like, there are gangs.
Right.
But there's nobody that has access to weapons like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. So that's, like, I mean,
in my school,
go ahead.
Oh yeah. In my school, there was basically no violence. I think I was privy to maybe one or two fights. But like, they were really like bitchy little fights. Like that's right. the worst thing, you know? Yeah.
Cause that's, I think that one of the bigger interest, I mean, I don't know if it's something that we really want to dwell on too much with whoever else we're going to talk to, but I think that, you know, Canada and America's high school systems If we're exclusively talking about high school, that is one of the great boogeymen. And that's even something that we feel, I think that you know, some of the major school shootings happened when we were adults. The big one obviously happened when we were kids with Columbine, but you know, a lot of the main ones happened when we were adults. So we always kind of look at it from the lens of like, I can't even imagine what it's like being a high schooler right now with all that stress. Like, there's a little bit of an interesting, like, looking from the outside, and especially when it all happened in Florida, I think everybody looked at high schoolers suddenly. You're just like, I can't believe how strong you have to be in high school. So I didn't know if that was a domestic thing or if that's something that you deal with in Canada as well. It seems like it's probably more of an America thing.
I would think so. Like, I even for the high schools that my friends went to, like, I've never heard of anything being that massive. The most violence that has ever occurred has been like a gang, like a student has been a part of a gang and they've been outside of the school causing trouble.
Right.
But like, there was never any point in my high school career where I felt like my life was in danger. That, like, period.
Right.
Which is kind of great.
Yeah. So this is the other interesting thing that I'm kind of seeing, and I guess we're kind of alluding to it a little bit, of just like the way that Reddit kind of talks about, or this subreddit in specific talks about teenagers, is really interesting because it almost views them as their own isolated tribe. Like, the top post of all time right now is "Thank you, Kendrick Castillo," and he was the one who, I think there was a school shooting. Speaking of,
I think that was the Florida one.
Yeah, he jumped in front of, or he saved some classmates, and then also further down, I see another one that's I believe it's "Thank you, somebody." Yeah, it's been 1 year already since Peter Wang died attempting to save his fellow classmates. So this is interesting because I don't remember feeling so much a sense of like teenagers are all one tribe. Like, it seems kind of odd that you're like, hey, these two people saved their classmates when, you know, there are obviously tons of heroic people. But I actually think it's kind of a nice thing. It makes it feel like the entire unit of teenagers on Reddit all feel like a single community galvanized around being a teen. Is that something that you feel?
I think so. I mean, it's weird because I grew up watching TV shows and movies that were like about high school, but in the late 90s and early 2000s. And in those pieces of media, it was always like, oh, there's all these like small like intersections and different groups. And there still is that a little bit in like when I was in high school. Like, obviously everybody has their separate interests, but as soon as I got into high school, I realized that everybody was super kind and they all were out like looking out for each other for the most point, like, which is really nice. And that definitely echoed on this subreddit. Like,
totally.
You totally feel that. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it was of all time or during this month, but it was like some kid who made an origami scenic. Huh. And it got like so many upvotes. And like, totally, if someone brought that into my high school, I know it would just be like, dude, that's cool. Like, I don't think anybody would be like, oh, what a loser or anything right. like that. It's just everybody loves each other for the most point, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess part of this is too. I mean, whenever we bring up Reddit, and maybe this is different, I think for different, you know, age groups, et cetera. But you know, if I tell people I'm an expert at Reddit, or I like follow Reddit really closely or whatever, I get a little bit of a strange side eye, like, what a strange thing to be into. And I don't know if it's because of the things we're interested in, like we just love learning about all these disparate pieces, or if there's something just natively geeky where kind of, I think when you think about social grouping with high school in particular, there is a lot of like, oh, the nerds are like this, the goth kids are like this, the jocks are like this. And I think Reddit represents a certain particular kind of person. Like, we see this a lot with Bernie Sanders supporters, right? Like, Reddit is just a Bernie Sanders platform, right? You always are seeing things on the top page about Bernie Sanders. That's probably largely a byproduct of it being young. But I wonder if it's similar with the teenager subreddit, where you're having a group of people, these 1.7 million people or whatever the number might be, that are all kind of a little bit of that, like, outcast, maybe likes to be back in their computer, loves Minecraft, loves the internet, loves memes. So they all gather here versus it being like the whole mix, like all these, I keep using jocks as like the bad example, but like the, you know, the Chads and the Stacys, if you will.
You mean people
right?
with good cardiovascular health? Jesus, fatty.
Yeah.
Someone sounds like a nerd. No, I totally get that.
All right. So what else? So what other things?
It's your dad over here has been really bumming me out, dude. Guns. I know.
I'm so interested in stuff like that. What do you have?
I want to know. I feel like big part of being a teen for at least me was like coming of age, like challenging you and your friends is like to adventures to try to like prove to yourself that you were older and you can like handle an adventure. And we would just do stupid stuff, a lot of stupid things just for the fun of it. Like the weekends were spent like, let's go hike over that mountain and slide down it in the mud. Like right. That was like a night, you know, you're right. Like, and it was still like a great memory.
Right.
So like what's going on in the teen world? You seem pretty mature. You seem like right. You're probably wearing an Oxford button ups.
Oh, he's going to be 20 like in a week.
Yeah. You're so. Very, very
he's
mature.
Over the, he's
teen.
Over the hill in teenage years.
You're like a MILF teen.
I am.
No, that's a thing.
Stop using these analogies.
I don't.
Stop using porn analogies. We're talking to teenagers.
Get it out now with the 19 year old. That's okay? True.
So I'm just wondering what do you do on the weekends for fun? I mean, yeah, there's like, is drinking and drugs a thing?
Well, this is Canada too, by the way.
I know. So it's like culturally a little bit different, but even still, like, I'm sure young people in Canada like to get ripped up just for the sake of it. Cause it's new. Or is that not a thing? Yeah. Or like, what do you guys do to sort of, you know, create memories, challenge each other for adventure stories? What's going on? Who's jumping on the lake?
You know, but like, there's not as much peer pressure, at least for like my social groups. Like if you don't want to do something, it's not like anybody's pressured into doing drugs or drinking at my age, as far as I felt. I mean, in terms of drugs, weed was just legalized in our area.
Tight. So, legalize it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't smoke anyways, but like, yeah, like me and my friends drink sometimes. But cool. Like, I have a really great group of friends where we are all really weird. So like, we'll just sit around and spend 20 minutes trying to figure out what we're going to do for the night. Last time, trying to figure out what we did last weekend.
That sounds like a good team thing.
Weekend, just trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, a lot of being a teen for me, it was like figuring out what's going to happen tonight. There's like a lot of conversation.
Yeah. So tell me, so what happened last weekend? I want to hear about what your last weekend was like.
Okay. Yeah. So last weekend, do you guys know the app Yubo?
No. Is this like new Facebook? Should we get it?
No. It's actually been around for a little while.
I'll text you on it in 5 minutes.
I'm already embarrassed that I don't know what it is. I don't even know what it is.
Yubo.
Don't worry. It's a stupid app. Cool. But like it was like cold and snowy outside because we're in Canada and it sucks sometimes. So we were all indoors trying to stay warm, but we wanted to figure out something to do. And so I remembered this YouTube ad that I saw a long time ago it was like Tinder, but for friends.
Oh,
which cool. I thought was just the most stupid thing because like you're basing making friends just off their physical appearance.
Yep. Yeah, what a weird, strange.
I like my squad to be hot as F.
Exactly, yeah. Like, you're actually swiping left and right on people, and it's just that.
What in tarnation?
Do you think people choose friends based on whether or not they feel like they're equals physically? I think that's...
got subconsciously something to do with it.
I think, for sure.
I guess so, I don't know.
Just look around.
Like, it was so weird. So we all downloaded it, and then we got into, like, there's this whole video chat sort of portion of the app. And so what we would do is we would set each other up in different corners of the room. There were like 7 of us. And we would all join the same video chat.
Cool.
And then like we would talk to 4 other people. And we would all start getting like physically closer to each other until people started to figure out that we were all in the same room.
This is the best.
I love that.
This is as teen as it gets.
We're pretty good at figuring out random shit to do, but like not every group is like that for the most part. Like we're all kind of odd. But
that's a creative, fun night. Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah. It's like smart, creative kid stuff.
Yeah.
That reminds me of chat roulette was big when I was like in my
20s. Like that, actually.
But you know, it was like a fun opportunity to goof around with your friends with random people on the internet.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hours
and
of
I
fun.
Actually made friends with it, which was so weird. Like we were doing it as a joke, but I made a few friends. So that was
really that's cool. Amazing. Cool. What about the world of gaming? Are you a gamer?
Oh yeah.
So I feel like gaming has really become this buzz. It's always been huge, but I think this generation of teenagers has really turned gaming into like...
It's kind of like the new barbed wire tattoo.
It's a strange analogy, but I mean, it feels like it's a sport. I mean, it's baseball, right? It's like, it's just a thing you're into, right? And I find it really interesting. I mean, it almost like one could argue that it's bigger than hockey or something, you know? So what games are you into? Why are you into them? And what is the community like in the gaming space that you're involved in?
It's kind of odd because like there's a few games that I never got into when I was younger, but for some reason now when I like turned 19, my friends got me into a bunch of like older games, like Minecraft, for example. My friend literally just texted me, "Hey, like, want to play Minecraft?"
Tight.
So I do play Minecraft every now and then with like a big group of like 10, 12 people.
Oh, that's so
cool. Yeah, which is like super fun. Like, we're all way too old to be playing it now, but it's fun to screw around for like a couple hours doing that.
It brings you guys together for a little while, which is sweet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is super fun. I'm trying to think of other games that we used to play. We played a lot of Gmod when I was younger. Like, I mean, when I was younger, it was like 2 or 3 years ago. But,
Gary's Mod, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Tight.
Which was super cool. Like, we'd try to build stuff in Gmod.
And Gary's Mod's Steam specific, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It uses the same engine as the Half-Life game, which is another Valve. Yeah, so and it's basically just a bunch of different mods that people made in the community. So, like, you'd have, like, the Back to the Future car or, like, I don't know, like, a giant lightsaber, like, crap like that. And so we would just screw around that for a bunch of hours. My friend recently bought this game that we all sat around the couch the other day and tried playing, and it was a hand simulator, which was basically, like, you would control each finger individually.
Wow.
And it was like a mini game where it was like a Mexican standoff where you'd be sitting against, like across the table from another person, like who's playing on the other side of the world, I guess. And you would have to pick up a revolver and then put a bullet into the revolver and shoot the person across the table. But it was all with individual fingers.
So the dexterity element was tricky to pull off. So there was like this rush. Oh, wow. The pressure on that.
Sounds amazing.
Sounds like fun. It's simple, but difficult.
The best part is when you kill yourself by accident. But like stuff like that.
That's amazing.
Well, that's awesome.
All right, man. Well, we're going to probably cut this shorter than we would like to. I want to talk to you the whole time. I have a feeling, by the way, just to prepare yourself, you might be our resident teen until you're 20, and then you'll be our resident 20-year-old that we, whenever we have a thing that we're just like, we don't get it, we might just be like, hey, Aristotle.
You know what?
Can you explain
this to Aristotle, you're our foreign correspondent.
Yeah, you're our foreign correspondent.
And I think before we hang up, we got to leave you with a little... millennial wisdom, okay?
Millennial, like you're about to turn 20 wisdom?
All right.
No, okay. We're millennials.
We're millennials, and...
do we have millennial wisdom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't...
Oh, yeah. So I fucking do, okay? Okay. When I was your age, I opened a Gap card.
Oh,
I opened
God, goddamn Gap card.
I opened a fucking J. Crew credit card. I opened up a Chase credit card with a $500 limit. Why? Uh-huh. I didn't know anything about credit cards.
And
just learn about credit cards.
And you had a bunch of jobs, right?
Yeah, no.
No.
Not a single one. So learn about credit cards, Aristotle.
I think the wisdom there is maybe don't get into credit card debt young.
Yeah, don't do it.
That is good wisdom. I would say definitely get low back tattoos.
It's terrible for us.
And maybe a belly button ring.
Button.
Because it'll guarantee you to score when you hit spring break.
True.
What's my wisdom? I'll take my wisdom seriously. You're about to go to college. Take as many independent studies as you can about things that you just want to learn about, because that'll be what ends up making your career. I would put money on it.
Great advice.
Hmm. Yeah.
Seems like a huge waste of money. Cool. Okay.
For free is the worst invoice. All right. Thank you so much, Aristotle. We will. I imagine we'll be talking again. And happy birthday in next week.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Happy birthday.
You're the man.
All right. Talk soon. All right. Thank you.
All right. Cool. Peace out. Thank you. Bye.
Teen number one. What a success.
That guy was a very well-polished teen.
Yes.
That is, I really don't want to mentally put two teens against each other because I feel like it's unfair because he was a star.
Yeah, he's a star and he's an adult.
He's an adult. He's an adult man chaperoning.
Not a man parading around as a boy, but not yet a man, you know?
Yes. Sounds like he works on the Today Show or something.
Yeah.
Something classy.
But this is the thing. We'll talk to our next guest about this, but like, I feel like teens today, and maybe I assume that somebody maybe thought about this way too, but like, teens today just feel, they seem better.
Smarter.
They seem more
emotionally
more mature,
intelligent.
Yeah. Yeah. More socially intelligent, emotionally intelligent.
And they just, I just feel like
maybe the internet has connected them
more. I
feel
like more. I could barely talk to an adult when I was a teenager.
You barely talked to an adult. I definitely did not have that kind of emotional intelligence at all. And I feel like in general, you know, we hear a lot about, and this is actually something I want to talk to our next guest about, is like Greta Thunberg.
Yes.
It's pronounced Thornberger.
Thornberger. Greta Thornberger. But she is kind of interesting example of like, we've seen this a couple times because the Parkland kids were the same way, where it was like teens that became superheroes, right?
And their speeches were impeccable. Insane. I can barely talk on this podcast.
I know. And so there's something really, it's really compelling to me about what they're capable of doing, I guess. I don't know. It's very, very interesting. But okay, so.
All right.
So what is, so the next one.
So our next teen here is 15-year-old username, I am Sid B.
This is going to be a trip, man. I haven't talked to a 15-year-old in 18 years,
this
I think.
An exciting moment.
All right, we're doing it.
Probably lighting off fireworks right now.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
What are 15-year-olds doing Wednesday afternoon?
Blowing up cow patties, dude.
were you ever a teenager?
Hello.
Oh, hey, is this Sid?
Yes.
Hey, oh my gosh, hello,
oh my
Sid.
God. Sid, you have an incomparable voice to our first guest. I blew my mind for a minute.
Really?
I was like very confused. So thank you for taking the time. So we, as you have heard us probably talk about before, the teenager subreddit perplexes us, and it's largely because we are millennials, and I think we see things and we go, we kind of get that, but then we don't. And so we've been on the quest to talk to teens so that now whenever we have a question about teenager stuff, we go like, oh, we got it, we'll just talk to Sid and then we can figure it out. So
tell us a little bit about you to kick us off.
So I am a 15-year-old person trying to understand life and all its craziness.
Yes,
dude. You and me too, brother.
We have all the answers, Sid. We have all the answers.
Reporting from 32, and I still do not know.
I lived in Chicago for about 9 years. I now live in Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And did you move recently?
I moved here about 3 years. I think it was 4 years as of Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What grade were you in when you got to Arizona?
Let me think. I think I was, holy cow, I was just entering sixth grade.
This is so crazy because I moved from Chicago to California at the same exact age. I was just going into sixth grade myself. So I know exactly what that, well, back in the day, I know what that that transition's kind of like. That's a really crazy time to be moving schools and stuff.
Yeah, it's really just coincidence after coincidence. There.
I know! Isn't that weird? It's the same exact age. Anyway, I'll give it over to It's Your Dad for the good questions. I just thought that was very interesting.
I think that is actually a good question, because I think, Sid, so one of the things that we're really interested in, so we just had, we were talking a little bit with another friend and another listener, a guy named Aristotle, who, like I said, I mistook your voice for. I got really confused and nervous. And he's Canadian. He lives in Toronto. And I think that he is 19. He's going to be 20 next week. And so we were talking about how different it is potentially talking to a 15-year-old versus talking to a 19-year-old, because we were initially talking about how he got into the internet. He got into the internet through YouTube because of someone like H3. And we were talking about Joji originally being Filthy Frank. How did you get into the internet and into Reddit and kind of this wonderful world that we are a part of?
So the internet has always been kind of a part of my life. It really started back when I lived in Chicago, where I went to a school that a lot of rather rich kids went there. And the school, obviously, because of that, had a lot of funding. And so they had computers there, and we had a computer class there. And so every once in a while, we would go on there. And like, if we had a free day, everyone would just hop on Cool Math Game.
Shout out Free Day.
Cool yeah. Math Game. Shout out Cool Math Game. Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, that website, there is almost nothing to do with math on most of the games on there. And what would happen is, at some point, I realized, wait a minute, we have a computer at home. And I started playing games on there. And so I really got into the internet through browser games.
So you got into, so games were your way into the internet. It didn't start with entertainment. It started with games. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And I think actually I first got on Reddit. I was in 8th grade, I think. Maybe earlier than that. But I remember it was one of our teachers, because one of our teachers had just left, and we had a long-term substitute, which sounds good, but it's not.
She
didn't really know what she was doing.
Oh, right. God.
I remember that. And I remember that experience.
Kids need leadership. Yeah. Let me explain.
At first, you're like, cool, we're going to goof off all year. Oh, and then you're like, dicks on the board. This is just a waste of
literally
my time.
Learned nothing. But anyway, continue, Sid.
Yeah, and so one day the substitute was sick or something, and I don't think the school knew that she was sick, and so she just kind of didn't show up.
That's outrageous. That's classic. Amazing.
Yeah.
Are you still at the well-funded school at this point?
No, that was back in Chicago.
Oh, sorry. This is definitely sounds like an Arizona move.
Nice. That was in middle school. I'm a freshman now.
Got it.
And so what ended up happening, one of the other social studies teacher came, the seventh grade one, and was like, hey, just come to our classroom and do something social studies related. Obviously, no one did anything social studies related, because that's just the nature of, like, 13, 14 year olds, they don't do what they're told.
No way.
And so I think, yeah, that was the day I actually, because I had just been messing around with Reddit, but that was the day I actually signed up for Reddit.
Wow. Big moment.
Yeah. That's a memorable day.
That is a memorable day. And so then, and we don't have to, I think part of this too is, I mean, you know how our podcast works. We talk about Reddit, kind of. We talk about Reddit and then we talk about other things, right? But so Reddit is obviously an interesting way in for a lot of people. Now that you're in Reddit, what are the subreddits that kind of dominate your time? And as it pertains to like teenagers, like do you pay attention to the teenager sub? What do you get out of it? All that kind of stuff.
So the r/teenager sub is mainly like the main feed is dominated with like memes and meme culture,
right?
Which is also a completely different subreddit that I am subscribed to as well.
Memes,
and
you mean?
Yeah.
Yep. Love memes.
And it's a great sub. But every once in a while, I'll like flick through the actual homepage of Reddit itself, and like, that's how I catch up on my news, because I don't, like, other than my email I get from Apple saying, like, here's your news.
Right.
I don't really either have time to check out the news or, like, I just don't feel like looking at the news. So I'll just, like, scroll through Reddit for a little bit.
Right. You know, it's funny because that's what I do too, actually.
Same.
That's how I typically get my news. I use Reddit. And I don't use my like Reddit behavior is I exclusively start with the homepage in general, not even my homepage, just like the Reddit native homepage. And that's how I learn when things are happening on the news. And then from there, I will kind of go out and search other things. But it's really the starting point for me.
Yeah, that actually, it makes a lot of sense to do that. Because like, if I get to school, I'm either going on home, doing some homework that I either didn't do the previous night or forgot about. I know, crazy, right? A teenager not doing their homework.
It's cool. You check out. We weren't sure if you were a real teenager or not, but now we know.
Yeah. So, and I usually just open up Reddit and I scroll through and just see like what's happening, and then either get super stoked about something going on or just be like, oh no, more bad stuff's happening.
Oh, so you have that experience too. So this is a really interesting thing. So we were talking initially, our friend was saying that he thought he might have the coronavirus, and we were saying, ooh, oh, well, you know, that's funny because as a teen, is the coronavirus, does it feel dramatic and scary and dangerous to you? Or do you go, ah, it's only an old person thing. Like, boomers are going to die. Who cares?
And are you happy about that? Because boomers and teens do not get along.
That's true.
Goddamn boomers.
Yeah.
Goddamn boomers.
I mean, there's one thing against that case. Keanu Reeves, by year or by age, it's one of the two, is a boomer.
Is that true? Is Keanu Reeves a boomer?
He's a boomer.
Oh my God, I did not know that.
He's 50? Like one of two good boomers, right? There's like one other really good one.
I love this boomer hate narrative I try to push on everybody. Boomer. I gotta stop doing it. So what are your classmates, and what do you feel about the coronavirus, and kind of what's the hubbub about it?
Okay, so there's a lot of joking about it.
Right.
I remember one kid actually, you know those like plague doctors from like the 1800s when the Black Plague was a thing?
Yeah, and they have like bird masks.
Yeah, so some kid wore one of those masks to school as a joke.
Legendary.
That's so great.
Legendary move.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did he get reprimanded for it?
Can I ask you? Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, as it pertains to taking things seriously, I feel like nobody took anything seriously in high school, especially at 15. And even if it was a serious matter, like the coronavirus could be serious, if you took it seriously, you got made fun of. So like you had to sort of take it seriously behind closed doors. So everyone was, just, it was more of an attitude of like, everything's so lame, dude,
right?
Whatever, bro. And is that kind of the vibe that you're explaining? Is it because you think people are just nervous to sort of take a stand or be serious because that's the age you're at? I mean,
so, what ends up happening, like, because you guys on a previous episode were talking about how teenagers in this like era are more like willing to talk about like their feelings.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yep. That's our hypothesis.
And yeah, and so what ends up happening, like, everyone talks and like jokes around about it for a few months, and then like everyone's like, okay, but seriously, this is kind of starting to get nuts.
Oh, okay.
And it like, it gets talked about seriously more often, but more often than not, it ends up just going back to being a joke after a few weeks.
Yeah. The joke starts as a defense mechanism and then eventually boils up.
Exactly.
So do you feel that happens? So, I mean,
checks out.
Being a teen today, I think a lot of people say it's particularly difficult for a lot of reasons. I think especially being an American teen, where, you know, school violence and environment, and there's some very big issues that simultaneously are affecting teens, and then simultaneously the biggest voices in that space are also teens. So does that same kind of rule apply?
That rule does apply. Like, in this day and age, like, obviously, like, gun violence and stuff was still absolutely a threat 20 years ago.
Right.
Even like 10 years ago. But like now there's so much more like public knowledge about it, and so much more like of it happening more often. And it's just so much more of a actual like big in your face threat than it was.
So it doesn't really, it doesn't feel like, and I could be wrong, but you know, it doesn't, I don't feel like the teens joke about something like gun violence because it is happening to teens. Like, I feel like the school shootings and a lot of those massive national tragedies, they're not anything to joke about. So the jokes don't come from teens. And kind of same thing with the environment. I think that's one of the interesting things I find about the conversation about kind of the environment. And this is, I would love to hear your your opinion on this, but the way Greta has kind of galvanized people, it feels like suddenly it's become a teen topic. Same thing with gun violence and the Parkland shooters, or the Parkland survivors.
Yeah. So people like Greta and like the survivors are changing the way the American public and the world are thinking about teenagers, more than just being like kids who don't care about anything and aren't in the know, and thus their opinion doesn't matter, and more kids who are seeing what's going on, taking in that knowledge, and like mature enough to understand it and talk about it.
Right. And do you feel that, that that's reflected in your high school? Does your high school have that kind of larger full opinion about exactly what you said? Because what you just said is very articulate, and I think that that's kind of the thing that a lot of people think. They look at that, they look at Greta, and they look at the Parkland survivors, and they go, "Wow, teens really have something to say." Is that just an isolated circumstance, or do you feel like your high school kind of gathers around that thought?
Like, obviously there's going to be those few kids who just fit that stereotype and just don't care about anything and aren't going to make any effort to care. But, like, there's so many kids that, like, especially, like, older teenagers, like, 17, 18, 19, that are, like, they don't seem mature from like a top looking perspective, but so much of them are like so mature, and people don't think of them 18, 19 year olds as adults, but they are.
Yeah.
And it's just like, there's so much stuff where like, sorry, I'm having a hard time articulating.
No,
you're getting it. Yeah.
Right.
So much stipulation about like teenagers in this day and age being more informed and more mature, but like they always were much more mature than we thought. It's just they didn't have as much access to like the media,
right.
Information. They didn't have access to as wide of an audience with stuff like YouTube and Twitch, where anyone can like post their opinion about anything now, and like thousands of people will see that.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
It's like the mediums are like at a very young age, like you said, we're all capable of that thinking, but the fact that we're now exposed to so much more information at a young age, it's like I wasn't nearly this aware. No.
We didn't have the forums
when I was your age, but
yeah.
You know, I pretty much got my information from Us magazine, you know?
And the Gap card.
Yeah, and like my Gap card statement.
You know, when we first started talking, you kind of made a joke about trying to figure out your life and the world and all this stuff. And I think teens have probably always had angst. But I was curious, because you hear a lot of statistics about how bad social media can be for teens, because there's a lot of online bullying and all this stuff. Like, we didn't grow up with this information that we're talking about. Like, you know, I didn't know anything. All you knew was like what you sort of saw around you, which was like a bunch of other dumb kids who weren't uninformed. So I guess my question is, do you feel like there's more anxiety amongst kids now because they're sort of exposed to a lot of negative news all the time? And is that something you guys even like consider, or is it just like, just par for the course because you never knew anything different?
We are like the first generation really to be raised with so much ready access to this technology. And so much of this stuff is so new that like nobody fully understands how it affects individual people until you start talking to individual people.
Yeah.
And so like, all those big statistics about like it raising levels of anxiety, depression, those are absolutely very real. And it's very common with how much online bullying there is.
Right. Yeah.
But so much social media like so greatly affects people who, out of the circumstance of social media, would have no access to social interactions for whatever means there is.
Yeah,
like, so it feels like a give and take.
Yeah, that's. I think that's always been the thing we love about Reddit, and in the teenager subreddits, a little bit of this too, where a lot of the things that you see on the teenager subreddit are things that could have been just said to one person, right? They like the there's. I mean, one of the top, I think top of all time is just an image of like a text exchange with somebody that was like, "Hey, wish me luck," and it's just like a guy or a girl flirting with their crush. And it feels like it's one of those things where if you don't have the community to gather around that, then obviously that's where you kind of fall victim to some of the bigger social anxiety problems of growing up and being an adult and, you know, the same kind of stuff. But on Reddit, and especially this teenager subreddit, there's a lot of encouragement over things that seem silly or simple, but actually are very meaningful without friends to support you.
Yeah.
I was just going to think, like, is there any kind of movement to move away from cell phone use as a reaction?
Like
a
rejection of technology?
A rejection like a punk rock? Like, fuck you, the man. I'm not going to use this. I'm going to use a flip phone.
I wonder if we're allowed to swear at a 15-year-old.
I was swearing, to be fair, like more towards you.
And he's you're swearing at the man, not me.
Sid's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm F you and
sorry.
I'm the man.
Sorry, Sid. We are millennials.
Sorry, Sid, there's a word that starts with F and it ends with K. In the middle, rhymes with uck.
Right.
I just want to prepare you. Sid probably knows words we don't even
That's very
know.
True. That's very true. Anyway, so what were you, what was your point?
All day.
I'm sorry to pull
on asking
that.
Is there a rejection from some of the technology as young people going like, hey, you know what? You know, I sort of make a comparison like, is this smoking on airplanes? Like, do we know the effects? Probably not. We're all sort of guinea pigs in this like new tech revolution. In 20 years, they're going to look back and go like, whoa, that was really bad for everybody. We better clean up our act. Like our younger people sort of rejecting some of the cell phone habits, looking at flip phones, pay phones. What's going on with the phones?
What even are those?
There used to be a thing where you paid for a phone call with a quarter. Quarters are money.
I can't. What? No way.
No way.
Physical money.
Yeah. See,
can you imagine a world?
You used to put it in things called pockets that you wore on your pants.
Pockets. Now our belly buttons hold our money.
That's right.
We've evolved.
Our Bitcoin containers. And
I'm so glad Sid has heard us before, because otherwise this would have been an absolute rambling, nonsensical conversation. This is a peek behind the curtain of how our conversations go. All right. Yeah, answer the question.
So, I myself don't really see much like anti-technology movement on like a day-to-day basis. Every once in a while, there's like somebody who's like, ooh, technology is bad. There's nothing good about it. It's destroying your brain. But that's because that's all they've ever been told.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they've ever known. And because of their being against technology, they don't have access to information that could prove otherwise.
That would make sense. And, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. It's almost like their parents talking through them.
Yeah. And that right there happens so often, because especially with younger kids, like they hear what their parents have to say and they see that as, oh, duh, my parents are always right, so I should tell other people this because it's obviously true.
Flipping boomers, man.
I'm pretty curious to change the subject a little to something maybe more fun and positive.
Ooh.
What do you, as a 15-year-old, like to do for fun?
Yeah.
Besides like video games and things.
Don't be presumptuous.
I have a good follow up to that as well. So what do you like to do for fun?
So I've been like in the past few like 4 or 5 months, I've started learning how to play guitar.
Nice. Do you want me to explain what a guitar is to you two?
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know music.
Yeah. All right. Amazing. That's a great thing to pick up.
Acoustic, good for you. Or electric guitar?
I myself have an electric, but like
tight.
My whole family are musicians. Like my dad plays guitar. My grandpa plays guitar. Both of my uncles play guitar. It's like music is a really big family thing. And so when I was really young, one of my uncles, they had a guitar, and not the ones on my dad's side, one of the ones on my mom's side, who I don't know most of them because some of them are kind of rough, but
cool. I got some of those.
Yeah. And so one of my uncles on my mom's side, who we were still in contact with because he was really awesome. I was too young, so I like don't completely remember the circumstances, but I ended up getting this electric from him. And like, all I know about it is it's from Japan. There's no branding on the guitar.
Ooh,
cool.
Japanese custom. I like it.
So like, I know it's from Japan, and what happened a lot in Japan around like the 60s to the 80s. And this is going to be like very rough. Like, don't quote me on this or anything, but,
We'll record it instead.
Yeah. around the 60s to the 80s, there were like a lot of guitars made in Japan. And so a lot of them ended up not having monikers on them. And cool. So I'm pretty sure this one's a later guitar from the way it like looks. It's pretty sure it's from the 80s. And it's like, obviously, it's an older guitar, so aspects of it, it's like kind of scratched up, got a few cracks in it. But like, it's a really cool guitar. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Are you in a band with your friends or anything? You're thinking of starting
one? Not yet.
But it's around the corner?
I absolutely want to start one.
Oh, you gotta. If you want tips, man, let me know. I've been in so many bands. I still am in bands. I love that. Love that world.
When you come play the Roxy, let us know. We'll be there.
The Roxy.
Rad.
Still plays, right?
What is so what kind of music? So I guess this is a 2-part question. So what kind of music do you like, or what bands are you really kind of fashioning your style after? And then what social group would you say you're in? Because I think that's a big part of high school, obviously, is how social groups develop. So
Wastoids, the Dweebos, the Thrashers, the Rippers.
The Rippers.
Ripper.
Right.
The Cloudheads, the Puff Puffs, the big ones, the small ones. Who are you with?
I need to write down the Rippers. That's a band name right there.
That's a great band name.
Yeah. So music wise, my music taste is so insanely varied.
That's
because
a good thing.
Of like being in like a musical family, I get exposed to a lot of music. And obviously, on the topic of the internet, like we have so much more access to music as well.
That is crazy.
And
like everything is at your fingertips. Very cool.
Yeah. Literally the entire database of most of the world's knowledge is at my fingertips.
Oh,
that is amazing.
It's crazy to think about. But back on topic, like being exposed to so much music, my music taste is so insanely varied. So like one day I'll be listening to like poppier stuff like Billie Eilish or something like that, and then the next day I'm listening to like Megadeth and Metallica. And that
yeah, that's my stuff, man. Damn. That's what I'm talking about.
Have you heard of Melted Bodies? They rip.
No.
Check out
Melted Bodies.
Check this it out.
Good, good pitch. That's cool. I really like that. So what would you say your social group is then? Do you fall into a particular clique or?
Or are you a floater like old dog boobs here? Not to be confused with a poop analogy there.
But your dad was a schizoid.
Yeah, I was definitely a floater. I floated.
I was a Gryffindor. According to these people.
So what would you say you are?
So, I fall under the aspect of usually I'm just like a nerd who like because I do a lot of very nerdy stuff. Like, I'm into, like, Dungeons and Dragons. I play Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, I watch anime and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
One Punch Man? Like, you One Punch Man guy?
Good show.
One Punch Man, sick.
Yes.
That's a great, that's a good one. It's my my first and favorite anime. And only.
That's a good anime to start with. Like, that, it's just such a great anime. And, like, it's obviously plays on aspects of, like, action animes and just, like, makes fun of them.
Totally. Yeah, it's got a lot of satire to it.
Dude, have we sent you a sword? Be honest.
No.
Okay, well, you gotta just
I don't know if we're allowed
and
to send 15-year-old swords. We might send you a sword.
Well, go ahead and send us your address over email. Maybe we'll send your dad a sword.
Can we get your we need your verbal commitment that you're gonna be responsible with this weaponry.
Because there are some pretty cool anime swords out there.
There's some very good anime swords.
I may or may not have put on my wish list.
That's funny. So nerd culture. Awesome. So I feel like that is a very I feel like that's an interesting aspect. We're going to have to wrap this one up, unfortunately, but but I think that's another interesting part of this generation from the outside, at least. I feel like nerd culture is hard to call anything other than, to some degree, pop culture at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of the things that are nerd culture have now become what just is culture, mm-hmm. which is actually kind of exciting, you know?
I got one more question.
Yeah.
Can you take us back to what your morning routine is going to be like tomorrow? Because getting up to go to high school when you're 15, for me at least, was like real drag.
Brutal.
You're getting up at like 6:15. You're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Your mom's kicking you every 5 seconds. You gotta pick out an outfit. That's kind of stressful. Then you got to go to school. Yeah. It's like super early. It's cold. Like, what's your vibe in the morning?
So, usually my alarm goes off in the morning and I wake up and thought is, I usually wake up at like 6:05 in the morning.
Jeez.
Sucks.
Cause
fucking lame.
School for me starts at like 8 and I take the public bus to school.
Attaboy. That's my ride too.
Not the school bus.
You take the city bus.
Yeah.
Wow. Good on you. I like that. Yeah.
Should run for mayor.
School buses are gross.
Yeah.
more gross than city buses.
Yeah, I've had a lot of bad experiences on school buses.
Maybe a separate pod. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
Curious.
So usually I wake up, my first thought is, wait a minute, did I accidentally leave my alarm on? Because for some reason I wake up thinking it's the weekend most of the time. And then I look at my phone and I'm like, nope, it's the week. And then I get all, like, a little bit disappointed. But then I usually get up. Because I get up before most of my family. So I get up and like it's all quiet in the house, which is really nice. And like I'll like eat some breakfast. Usually then I like go back to my room and I have some time to kill usually because I don't know why. But usually I like finish my breakfast pretty quickly and I'll use that time for like making sure I have all my stuff in order. And then I usually like take about 20, 15 minutes to like get dressed and stuff. Cause outfits are important.
They are
crucial. Like, you gotta look fly.
Very important. And,
get a Gap card.
Don't get a Gap card. I was going to end this call with some wisdom, and that wisdom was going to be get a Gap card.
We're
going
to bestow wisdom to you at the end. So continue. So 20 minutes out. So you get dressed for 20 minutes, and then what's next?
After that, I usually, I either realize, oh crap, I need to leave, or I like, by this point, my family's, most of them are up. And so I usually like talk with them for a little bit before I go. And I usually have about like 5-10 minutes to do this. And after that, I walk down to my bus stop, take the bus to school. I usually get to school like half an hour early so I can either hang out with my friends or like make sure like any, like I, if I need to talk to any teachers about stuff, if I need to like get some stuff done that I need some help from my friends with that they couldn't help me over text with, or like, yeah.
Very responsible.
And from,
impressed.
Yeah, and that's usually how my morning goes.
Nice. Well done. We salute you for being a responsible teen.
No kidding. I don't think I have to worry about this one in the gap cards.
Well, this is, so I think...
his credit score is already better than ours.
Yeah. No kidding.
This guy's already got a 780.
Jesus.
All right, so we're going to close this one out. Usually we have to go to our respective jobs, but it's 8, so I have to... get back to work on the other things I have to do. But every day, this is the life we live. I have to get back to like researching the coronavirus out of sheer panic, as usual. Okay, so last bit, we're going to go around the table. We're going to bestow upon you millennial wisdom.
Yes. Being serious here, I wish when I was 15 that someone had sat me down and explained credit to me a little bit more seriously and was like, listen, don't open a Gap card. Don't open credit cards unless you really understand it. You need to pay those credit cards off every single month, my friend. So just do yourself a favor.
You are going to die on this credit card.
Yes, I tell you what, like that will follow you around. So that's my literal advice I would tell anybody. I sound like an insane person.
Don't open a Gap card.
Don't open that Gap card.
What do you got, Fareed?
Most teens I like to tell, get a lower back tattoo or get a belly button piercing, but I like you. So I'll say, I think it's, save money every year, take one trip in the summer that's somewhere you've never been. I think it's probably the best education you can get.
That's a very adult advice, though.
Yeah. Well, I couple it with, when you're there, get a lower back tattoo.
Sick.
My advice would be, so you're 15, you're getting into music. So I think that there is, it will potentially be the most rewarding thing you've ever done for the rest of your life, is being involved in music. Go to as many shows as you can, see as many bands, and be a part of the scene. Being a part of a music scene is one of the most enjoyable things you'll ever do. So once you can, I think you're maybe still a little bit young, but once you start going to shows, just go and like meet people, hang out, and just get involved in like a punk scene in particular. Punk scenes are always great. So
yeah,
that's what I would suggest. But
get in the mosh pit, dude.
Get in the mosh pit. You're great. Thank you so much for talking to us. I know you have school tomorrow. We as we said to Aristotle, to our good friend Aristotle now, we're gonna continue having questions about teenage stuff. So we're probably gonna make you one of our like foreign correspondents.
Southern correspondents, yeah.
So, we're gonna whenever we have to ask somebody about Arizona, being a teen in Arizona, anything pertinent to that, we're probably gonna, or D&D, maybe we'll talk to you about D&D. We're gonna give you a call.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, and we're gonna talk soon. Have a good day at school tomorrow, Sid.
Sounds good.
All right, see you, man.
Later, Ripper.
Yeah.
What a nice of kids we just
got out with, man. These two teenagers.
Where are all the rabble rousers?
Insightful,
out there?
Smart. Emotionally intelligent.
I think that's the theme. That's
good
the,
lord.
They seem pretty well adjusted. Yeah.
I would say that's the lesson that I've learned thus far, is talking to teenagers, which, this is a bummer, right? I've actually had this thought before, where it's like, it sounds, in all seriousness, it sounds creepy when we say we're going to talk to teenagers, but like, knowing what we have just heard, it is a good thing to have conversations with teenagers.
Yeah.
They are very smart.
I honestly say I am so impressed.
I'm very impressed, and I feel like it's a perspective that I think is something that we just don't have the chance to do often.
Yeah.
And I think it's super valuable. And I think that this teenager subreddits, the thing about the teenager subreddit for me is it is a community gathered around the universal truths of being a teenager, which I think is really powerful and really nice.
You know what else? Like, the only teenagers you see on the news now, or like, in mass media, is like some extreme overachieving teenager or some extreme situation like Parkland or Greta Thunberger.
Yep.
But what's nice about talking to these kids is that they seem very advanced, but they also, they seem like normal kids.
Yeah. And they're your everyday teenager.
Right. Which like is like it's a nice perspective to grab.
It is. I really appreciated their perspectives.
I'm not calling them average, because I think they're above average.
They are.
Those kids. You guys keep trying.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was amazing. Wow. I'm inspired.
I wonder how we're, not that we should make every episode a conversation with teens, but if you are a teen and you're listening to this right now and you go, that fucking Sid guy, dude, he got it all wrong.
Yeah, being a teen is more like this.
Or like, Aristotle, oh, I'm also a teen in Toronto, and he doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to gang violence outside of high schools.
Yeah, I'm actually a gangster in Toronto, and I'd love to talk to that podcast.
So well, we would actually love to talk to you. So we're definitely into that. And let's be honest, we're about to be quarantined for the rest of the spring. So,
yeah. So this is how we'll be getting in touch with
yeah, so
you.
We're going to be doing a lot more podcasting. Hit a couple randoms for close this guy out.
Yeah, I got Stop Gaming. It exists to help those who struggle with or have struggled with compulsive gaming or video game addiction.
The sub that I got is Marijuana.
Which is actually
kind of lame because Trees is the subreddit.
Yeah, you know what that makes me think of is Trees is the subreddit for marijuana. And then if you go to
Weed, I think, right?
If you go to Marijuana Enthusiasts,
oh, that's it's right.
Arborists.
Yeah, that's right. It's genius. What do you got over there, Freed?
First World Problems.
Oh, yes, classic.
Just clicked on that.
That's a good one.
Put it in perspective.
Gotta love it. Yeah. Keep it in perspective.
Stop your bitching. You got your legs.
Yeah, your legs.
It's funny though, man. We're now coronavirus is like it's kind of first world. It's not really a first world problem anymore.
It's like just a world full problem.
World problem.
Yeah, it's a real serious world.
Those guys in Antarctica are like
fucking losers up there.
Playing my cards right.
Yep. Always finally paid off. Crazy stuff. Down here.
Crazy, crazy stuff. All right. This is DigiReddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet talking to and about teenagers. Thank you, Sid. Thank you, Aristotle.
I'm a dog boobs.
Every day.
As the great dog boobs once said, do not get a gap card.
Don't.
Grind that ball. Don't get a gap card. And whatever
we'll
else
be back
we'll say.
Next week. Thank you, teens. Talk soon.